are reading from Minister Dale Calhoun, Timeless Writings of God's Unwavering Presence in Our Lives, presence that transcends time and space, and remains constant amidst the ever-changing tides of our existence. As we delve into the scriptures, let us open our hearts and minds to receive the divine assurance that God is not a distant observer, but an active participant in our journeys, a compassionate companion who walks with us every step of the way. In Hebrews 14, verse 16, we find a powerful affirmation of God's imminence. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. We may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This verse encapsulates the essence of God's accessibility, his willingness to welcome us into his presence, regardless of our imperfections or shortcomings. We are invited to approach him with boldness, knowing that he is not a stern judge, but a loving father who eagerly awaits our embrace. Peter echoes this sentiment in his first epistle, declaring, "You are being guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." This verse highlights the protective nature of God's presence, a constant shield that safeguards us from the dangers and pitfalls that life throws our way. We're not left to our own devices, but are enveloped in an impenetrable fortress of divine grace. In the Gospel of Matthew, we encounter Jesus' ministry in Galilee, where he is repeatedly confronted by the sick, the afflicted, and the marginalized. His response is always one of compassion and healing, demonstrating the tangible presence of God in the world. In Matthew 4, verses 24 to 25, we witness Jesus' miraculous power as he heals the sick and casts out demons, spreading a message of hope and restoration throughout the region. The Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, is a profound articulation of God's moral teachings, blueprint for living a life aligned with his divine principles. Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12, Jesus outlines the Beatitudes, a series of blessings that promise divine favor to those who embody qualities such as humility, righteousness, and mercy. These Beatitudes serve as a roadmap for cultivating a life of virtue and spiritual fulfillment. In Matthew 18, verse 11, Jesus reminds us of God's unwavering concern for the lost and the least, stating, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This verse emphasizes God's relentless pursuit of those who have strayed, his unwavering commitment to bringing them back into the fold of his love. He is not content with leaving his children to wander in darkness, but actively seeks their restoration and redemption. Throughout the scriptures, we find countless examples of individuals who have experienced the transformative power of God's presence. Among these, Joseph and Mary stand out as beacons of faith and obedience. Their unwavering belief in God's promises led them to embrace their roles as the earthly parents of Jesus, the Messiah. Their story serves as a testament to the transformative power of faith and the unwavering presence of God in the lives of those who seek him. Dear brothers and sisters, as we conclude this reflection on God's presence with us today, let us carry with us the profound assurance that we are not alone in our journeys. Security Forum is currently underway in Halifax, Nova Scotia, with the war in Ukraine taking center stage. However, the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas is also a pressing issue, and there have been several recent developments worth noting. UN warns of immediate possibility of starvation in Gaza. The UN has warned that the ongoing conflict in Gaza could lead to a catastrophic humanitarian crisis, with food and water supplies running dangerously low. The World Food Program has said that food and water are practically non-existent in Gaza, and the UN has called for an immediate ceasefire to allow for the delivery of aid. IDF raids Jenin refugee camp in West Bank. Israeli troops and armored vehicles have raided the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, sparking clashes with Palestinian militants. The raid is the latest in a series of Israeli operations in the West Bank in recent weeks. PM Modi calls for dialogue, diplomacy, and her strength to deal with Israel-Hamas crisis. In a speech at the second edition of the India-hosted Virtual Voice of Global South Summit, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for dialogue, diplomacy, and restraint to deal with the situation arising from the Israel-Hamas war. He said that India has always supported the Palestinian cause and urged both sides to exercise restraint and avoid actions that could exacerbate the situation. Pope's Emily Hand can be released on her birthday weekend. Emily Hand, a British aid worker who was kidnapped in Gaza in October, is due to celebrate her birthday this weekend. There is hope that she could be released in time for her birthday, but her family is also prepared to face the possibility that she may be held captive for longer. The situation in Gaza remains volatile, and it is important to stay up to date on the latest developments. Breakaway Thunders Media will continue to monitor the situation closely and provide updates as they become available. Minister Dale Calhoun sees the prolonged occupations and other conflicts in the world are smokescreen for what the real terrorist will do. He foresees many deceptions with getting the USA of focus, off guard in so many directions. Recruiting for military will drop even more in the coming years. Be prayerful that the Lord will remove the scales from our leaders' eyes. Breakaway Thunders Media Roundtable News, as we support prayers for the war in the Mideast. Today, we'll be discussing Shifa Hospital. Here are some key points from the latest news articles. Doctor says Israeli forces found nothing, supplies low at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital, the 9 at 9. Saturday, Israel orders evacuation of Al-Shifa Hospital, and next hour, UN halts delivery of food. Supplies to Gaza as communications blackout hampers aid distribution. Israeli troops order Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza to evacuate. In the next hour, Israel recovers second body of hostage in 2 days. Israel displays tunnel shaft at Gaza Hospital. Says it will let in some fuel. What we know about Shifa Hospital 2 days after Israel raided it. What the latest IDF footage from Al-Shifa Hospital tells us about Hamas's alleged presence there. What? The latest IDF footage from Al-Shifa Hospital tells us about Hamas alleged presence there. A doctor at the Gaza Strip's Al-Shifa Hospital said on Friday Israeli forces had found nothing during searches of the hospital complex, and that food and water were running out. Super Value store closures, antibiotic in short supply in Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital ordered to evacuate. Hospital director Mohammed Abu Salmiya said Israeli troops instructed him to ensure the evacuation of patients, wounded, the displaced, and medical staff, and that they should move on foot towards the seafront. Israeli forces have signaled they could expand their offensive toward Gaza's south while continuing operations in the north. Troops have been searching the territory's biggest hospital, Shifa, for traces of a Hamas command center Israel alleges was located under the building. Hospital director Mohammed Abu Salmiya said troops instructed him to ensure patients, displaced people, and medical staff should leave. The body of 19-year-old IDF soldier Corporal Noah Marciano, who was abducted by Hamas, was extracted by IDF troops from a structure adjacent to the Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza. As troops searched the Al-Shifa Hospital for a third day, Israel announced that it would allow limited shipments of fuel to the enclave to avoid epidemics. The United Nations has called for an independent review of Shifa Hospital as the Israeli military lays out what it said is evidence Hamas operates from the facility. Israel's army has long accused Hamas of operating underneath Gaza's largest hospital. Sky News has located 3 videos taken in 2 different areas inside the Al-Shifa complex and released by the IDF, which entered the site on Wednesday. Israel's army has long accused Hamas of operating underneath Gaza's largest hospital. Sky News has located 3 videos taken in 2 different areas inside the Al-Shifa complex and released by the IDF, which entered the site on Wednesday. Pray for the peace of Israel. Breakaway Thunders Media with Roundtable News. Marijuana in the news, Snoop Dogg quits, health concerns arise, and Congress takes action. Snoop Dogg's bud-free future.
Legendary rapper Snoop Dogg, a longtime cannabis enthusiast and advocate, has made a surprising announcement. He is quitting smoking weed. The news, which caught many fans off guard, was met with mixed reactions, with some expressing sadness and others applauding his decision. Snoop Dogg, known for his love of marijuana and his iconic smoking persona, cited much consideration and conversation with my family as the reasons behind his decision. Marijuana-related health concerns. The marijuana industry has been growing rapidly in recent years, and with it, so have concerns about potential health risks. Recent death at a Massachusetts cannabis processing facility has raised concerns about the potential for respiratory problems associated with exposure to marijuana processing. Additionally, marijuana mold recalls have impacted over 75 dispensaries in Pueblo County, Colorado. These incidents highlight the importance of careful regulation and oversight in the marijuana industry to ensure public health and safety. Congressional action on marijuana. Debate over marijuana legalization continues to heat up in the United States. Recently, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Marijuana Opportunity Rescheduling Act, which would remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act and allow states to regulate it like alcohol or tobacco. The bill's passage is a significant step forward for marijuana legalization efforts, and it remains to be seen whether the Senate will follow suit. Breakaway Thunder's media coverage. Breakaway Thunder's media has been closely following the latest developments in the marijuana industry, providing comprehensive and up-to-date coverage of Snoop Dogg's decision to quit smoking, emerging health concerns, and congressional action on marijuana legalization. Media outlets' commitment to providing accurate and informative coverage has made it a trusted source for news and analysis on all things marijuana. Thank you for listening. That's all for today's media. Welcome back to our Breakaway Thunders media, where we discuss the latest news from around the world. We'll be covering a variety of topics, including Taylor Swift's recent concerts in Brazil, the Louvre's acquisition of a new painting, and the Mormon Church's investment in Tesla. Taylor Swift's welcome to Brazil. Earlier this month, Taylor Swift kicked off the Brazilian leg of her Eras tour. Celebrate her arrival. Fans and a priest worked together to project an image of a Swift-inspired t-shirt onto the iconic Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. Projection was a heartwarming gesture that welcomed Swift to Brazil and showed the power of her fan base. Swift Christ the Redeemer statue opens in a new window. Christ the Redeemer statue. Louvre acquires new painting. Louvre Museum in Paris has acquired a new painting for $24 million. The painting, which was originally destined for the rubbish tip, was discovered by a junk dealer and is now considered to be a valuable work of art. The acquisition is a major coup for the Louvre and will undoubtedly attract attention from art lovers around the world. Louvre's new painting opens in a new window. Louvre's new painting. The Kit Health Fresh Food Service. Kit Health is offering a new fresh food service to patients at its Christ Hospital campus in Oak Lawn, Illinois. The month, patients will be able to pick up bags and boxes of fresh fruits and vegetables, canned foods, and meat-based protein sources. The program is designed to help patients make healthy food choices and improve their overall health. Advocate Health Fresh Food Service opens in a new window. Advocate Health Fresh Food Service. Thank you for listening. That's all for today's media. Thank you for listening. That's all for today's media.